Hello, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. We are so glad that you're taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to this show. It's Faith in Action, and I'm your host, Joanne Fox. Again, thanks so much for joining us, and I got to give a big shout out to the sponsor of my program, Mary's Choice. It's the Pregnancy Resource Center here in Sioux City, and they are wonderful. And their support allows us to be on about a dozen different podcasting platforms. So if you're listening to us at Monday at 9 a.m., thank you. If you're listening to us at Saturday at 7 p.m., thank you. And if you're listening to us on one of the podcasting platforms, we really do thank you. So again, it's just a treat to be with you and share information. And of course, as you all know, this show is pretty much about me and my friends. I just keep bringing my friends onto the show. And this show is especially special to me because it features folks from Mary's Choice. And why am I featuring the folks from Mary's Choice? Well, outside the fact that they sponsor the show, it's hard to believe, but they are going to have the third annual Giving Hope Banquet. Get out the pencils and pen, piece of paper, your phone, and put this in. It's Friday, October 21st. It's going to be at the Sioux City Expo Center here in Sioux City. And this is an interesting spin. This year's banquet is going to feature an interview with a woman who was raised in Siouxland, who experienced the trauma of abortion and how it's affected her life over the years. And proceeds from the event go towards helping probably more than 1,200 families in Siouxland with free support and resources, baby items, baby furniture, car seats, clothing, small items. And we'll have more about the banquet. And, oh, by the way, I am the MC, or as my friend Fred Schellebarger calls me, the hostess with the mostess for this event. And so I'm very honored to be associated with it. I always have a good time. And I should also mention, before I get my two guests on the air here, is when Siouxland Catholic Radio did Vacation Bible School, the agency that we chose to have as the service project, Mary's Choice. And I can't tell you, listeners, how much the kids in Vacation Bible School loved bringing items and filling up these pack and plays that we have. So we were so happy to collaborate with another agency to, you know, again, do the work that our Lord has intended us to do, you know, a work of mercy. So with all that being said, yes, I do have guests in the studio. This is not an hour show where I just babble on and on and on. So in the studio with me, Dawn Grimes, who is the executive director of Mary's Choice. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. And Martha Burchard, I would say longtime volunteer. Not sure if she has a job title.
No, a volunteer. I love to come to Mary's Choice.
As you have for years. I know you and I have collaborated on stories, as Dawn and I have collaborated on stories, to really let our community know the good things that are going on at Mary's Choice. So the listeners may not be aware of who both of you are or your backgrounds, even though I've had you on the show before. Let's remind them. Dawn, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Marcus and lived there for most of my life, and then I relocated to a few different towns in northwest Iowa, and then finally settled in Sioux City, and I've been here since. I started out as a volunteer out at Mary's Choice back in January 2012 and took over as director in 2019.
Yeah, whatever year this is, that's 2022, so it's 2019.
I keep forgetting that 2020 existed. I just wiped it out of my mind completely.
Not alone. So, Martha, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Martha Burchard. I'm married to Brendan, who's been a tremendous support and a member of the community and Bishop Hewen Catholic School System for a long, long time. We have grown children, six of them, six families, and 17 grandchildren, and I love being able to spend my retirement time I'm a nurse retired from Mercy Medical, or Mercy One, long time ago. And so I love coming to Mary's Choice and doing what I can to help out some other people.
Terrific. So for those listeners who may just not be aware of what Mary's Choice is, Dawn, could you tell the listeners a little bit about the agency? And I mentioned some of the things it does, but maybe a little bit of the history of it, how it came into being, and what services it provides the community.
Well, back in, it would have been 2011, the doors opened, mostly for infant and toddlers, and it was a group of people that used to pray outside of Planned Parenthood that decided that it would be a really good idea to have a building set up next to them. And they were able to purchase the building, and it got partially remodeled before I started. And so they were giving out some clothing, a few baby items, doing pregnancy tests, stealing Planned Parenthood's victims, and just helping families that were in the area. And then in about 2013, we got the rest of the building remodeled, and we expanded so that because we had families that were coming in that had more than just an infant or a toddler or were pregnant. They had school-age kids and high schoolers and middle schoolers. And so we now provide clothing for the entire family. So we've kind of expanded just from a pregnancy resource center to a pregnancy and family resource center. And work with practically every agency in town to help people get the resources they need. And it's been very beneficial because we're changing people's minds on abortion. I've talked to four women this year alone that have, before they even contacted us, someone that had been to Mary's Choice and gotten services or had someone that knew about us, had talked them out of an abortion. So we're turning people into pro-life advocates that don't even realize it.
That is wonderful. And like you said, Dawn, Mary's Choice is located next to Planned Parenthood on Stone Avenue. And, of course, Planned Parenthood has evolved over the years as well. And there were many times where there were prayer vigils in front, and always every individual who was a volunteer who participated in the prayer vigil, very respectful of individuals who may have been challenged with an unplanned pregnancy, who may have sought out Planned Parenthood. And over the years, we've heard story after story after story of hearts that were changed. And it was no coincidence, I think, that the Lord directed individuals, volunteers, to make sure that Mary's Choice was right next door to Planned Parenthood. And there's so many wonderful stories, of course, associated with, and funny stories, where the big wall went up so people couldn't see Mary's Choice. And then, of course, the big, it's a character-generated sign went up that had the Mary's Choice message on it, which was higher than the wall. And, you know, I think we do what we need to do to get the message out. So, Martha, I'd be curious, you know, you are really a consummate volunteer with so many institutions. What drew you to Mary's Choice that you said to yourself, you know what, I think I could be helpful here?
Well, several years back, they offered some training in ultrasounds. The Knights of Columbus had donated an ultrasound machine, and I thought, well, maybe I could help out there. What's the process? So I went through that kind of training, and we are not a medical model at Mary's Choice to, we don't read ultrasounds, but we do offer the opportunity for an ultrasound so that someone who thinks they're pregnant can see, is there a baby? So we really do the ultrasounds to find out, is there a baby in there and is there a heartbeat? You know, and that's what they want. And many women that come to us do not have physicians. And of course, that's very big in our mind. Let's get them connected. Let's get them so that they can get their prenatal care and get connected in the community with needs that they may have. So that's kind of what drew me to that. And then it's evolved into just helping Dawn with whatever she's got planned for us to do. You know, we sort a lot of clothes, but we also, when Dawn mentioned that she communicates and collaborates with other organizations, I mean, Sometimes it's taking things to Eric's closet at the soup kitchen. Sometimes it's taking things to toiletries to the community health center because they're in need. It might be going out and getting a load from the food bank. It might be taking stuff to the warming shelter. It might be going to someone's house and helping them bring their donations in or taking something to them. So it's just been a very interesting learning experience, and you feel like you've done some value during the day.
Mm-hmm. And I would agree. I think the thing that really always interested me was the generosity of the Knights of Columbus. I believe that was at the state level, or maybe at the national level as well, but certainly at the state level, where they designated funds for these ultrasound machines. And how many does Mary's Choice have right now?
We just have the one.
The one? Okay. In the back of my mind, I thought it was two, but one is plenty.
Yes.
And I remember Bishop Walker Nicholas going in to bless the machines, and then we had a prayer service and the machine. And that, it spoke volumes in my head to the generosity of the Knights and allowing something like that to be present at Mary's Choice to make it a little bit different than you know, another agency. So listeners, of course, if you pay attention to this show, you know, we usually take a short break. Sometimes we don't, sometimes we do. This time we are to give a shout out to our supporters and our underwriters. But I want to remind you, this show is Faith in Action, and we will be right back. Hello again, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been with us from the top of the hour, we are so glad for your support. I'm the host of Faith in Action, Joanne Fox, and I've been having such a great time walking down memory lane with my two guests in the studio, Don Grimes and Martha Burchard, and they are both associated with Mary's Choice. And I have them in the studio because they have a special event coming up. Mary's Choice is going to hold its third annual Giving Hope Banquet. Again, you've got a pencil, pen, paper. It is Friday, October 21st. It is the Sioux City Expo Center, which is here in Sioux City. And again, this year's banquet is going to feature an interview with a woman who was raised in Siouxland, who experienced the trauma of abortion and how it's affected her life over the years. And proceeds from the event go towards helping more than 1,200 families in the Siouxland area with free support, resources, baby items, furniture, car seats, just so much. And again, we are so tickled here at the radio station because we've benefited from their support as a sponsor of this show, and we had great fun with our Vacation Bible School students, helping them to bring in items that we then donated to Mary's Choice. And we talked in the first segment kind of about the background and, you know, how Mary's Choice has evolved, but the ultrasound machine, which is one of my favorite things, because I think that really strikes a woman when she hears the heartbeat and she sees that it's not just a zygote. There's more going on there. And I think that is what transforms a woman's life. But there's other stuff that we really haven't touched on. And Dawn, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit of the couple other things that are going on at Mary's Choice?
Do we have all week?
Almost. Not quite.
We are doing so much. This is our third week. We partnered with Project Dash, which is through DoorDash, their nonprofit wing. They pay all the expenses to have diapers and clothes and wipes and miscellaneous baby items that we can fit into a paper bag delivered to families' homes. Because we have families, pregnant women that are on bed rest, families that can't afford to drive to Mary's Choice. And so we send stuff to them. They can't come to us. Try anything else. sorry, I was doing that all morning. Every Friday morning, I put deliveries together to go out the door. We also partner with Ashwood Fertility Care, which has shares one of our rooms, and they do natural family planning counseling. And right now, we have a... they're prepping for a intro session in October, and we had a generous donor that is provided a full ride scholarship for for anyone that is struggling to get pregnant. And so we have that available. And we've also been working with Sidewalk Advocates for Life to train people on how to approach people that are going into Planned Parenthood, you know, instead of, you know, screaming at them or yelling at them, which kind of turns them off. They don't really want to talk to you. Talk to people that are screaming at them. So it's a, we've had a couple of training sessions, and we'll be scheduling more as I have people that are interested in taking training for that. We've also been working with Her Health. With we'll send there's certain things that we just don't have volunteers to do, like the parenting classes and some of the educational stuff. So we will send people to Her Health for their Earn While You Learn program, which allows parents to get points towards car seats and cribs and that kind of thing. So if for some reason we don't have a car seat, they can earn the car seat ahead of time. Sometimes we don't have that option. The person's in the hospital and they need a car seat. But if they have a little time, that's another option for them to get material goods.
And I, years and years and years ago, when Her Health just originally opened as the Alpha Center, I had interviewed Virginia Hamm about how they got that started. And, of course, they have evolved over the years. And this is a little teaser, listeners. You be sure and set your dials to 88.1 FM every Monday at 9 o'clock, because I will be interviewing a representative from Her Health about the wonderful things they do there. And so there you go. It's a little teaser, like if you were watching television. So, Martha, one of the things that I think really portrays Mary's Choice as a strong, faith-filled agency is there's a chapel there. And maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Well, there is. And a shout-out to Modern Day Parish, who got going Eucharistic Adoration on Wednesdays. And that was when Planned Parenthood was going to open up again, and it was going to be on Wednesdays. And so Mary Stevens got a list of people to volunteer for prayer time. And so people sign up, and there is Eucharistic Adoration in the chapel at Mary's Choice every Wednesday from 9 to 3. And it's just a wonderful time, because outside there are also people that are sidewalk counselors that are available to talk to anyone, you know, going into Planned Parenthood. As Dawn has said, they're trained people that can approach them and so forth. But the prayer, you know, it's everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's very true. We have lived long enough to know that.
Yes.
The power of prayer is astonishing.
Yes. And so we're so blessed to be able to have a chapel there to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
And we should make sure the listeners understand that although this agency is kind of Catholic in the way it's driven, if I come in and I'm in need of some assistance and I'm not Catholic, I don't think I'm going to be turned away or sent somewhere else, I would imagine.
No, we help anybody. We don't care what life situation they're in, if they're married, if they're not married, if
what the religion
they are, what language they speak. The language speaking thing is a little difficult sometimes, because they don't speak your English and we don't speak their language. We use hand signals and pictures.
There we go.
We've done that before. And we have a few people we can call to, especially for Spanish. And that's usually who we end up with. And occasionally we will grab another person that come in that's bilingual and we'll be like, hey, can you help?
Yeah.
We don't know what they want. We do try to make it work. And we even have volunteers that aren't Catholic.
Sure.
We are nice to everybody.
And that's important, because typically I would say it's probably a woman who is coming in the front door or calling you, and she's probably found herself in a situation where the pregnancy was unplanned or unintended or a surprise. So maybe you could tell the listeners, is there a commonality among the clients, the women who come in? Are they a certain age, a certain demographic?
Not really. We have everybody. We have first-time moms that are really young. We had a 17-year-old that came in for an ultrasound. We have grandmas that suddenly get custody of children because their child goes to jail, or in one case, a son just left his four kids at his mom's house and just disappeared.
Oh, dear.
And so she suddenly had four kids she didn't know what to do with, and she didn't have anything for him, and she was on a fixed income. We have married couples that are just struggling to take care of their kids, that and suddenly, you know, they have a one-year-old and they're pregnant again. That happens quite frequently. So it's all across the board. Young teenagers all the way up into 40s, 50s, 60s, and older. That we have people come in that need help.
Yeah. So is it typically a phone call or a person walking in the door?
A lot of times new ones will call us first to make sure we're there and say, hey, someone told me that I could get some help with some diapers or a car seat or something else. Or do you guys do ultrasounds? Yes, we do. And then, you know, we let them know when they can come in, and we don't do appointments, mainly because we hate appointments. They just walk in and we help them, whoever comes in first, and do it that way. And we get an average of about 20 people a day, although our record is 41 in one day. It takes a lot of volunteers to handle 41 people.
Well, I would imagine so. So if I was interested in volunteering, Martha, how did you get into the aspect? I mean, in the good old days, I think I had Cheryl Glassmaker on the show repeatedly to talk about this. But how did you kind of get into it? Just pick up the phone and call?
Well, I read about it in the Lumen, the Globe, at that time, and Cheryl was in charge of it then. And so my sister and I came, and she's from Jackson, Nebraska, and her friend, Margaret, came. And so we would just sort clothes and do what we could do. And like Dawn said, most people come in the door, and they may have a little, two or three little children with them. And we just started helping them and going through clothes and hanging up clothes and trying to find the right sizes for them. Well, Dawn has made it a tremendous effort with her volunteers. That clothing is, it's like a little shop, a boutique, if you will.
Oh.
Yes, it's very nicely done. And like Tuesday, I believe we did have 41 families come in. And mom and dad, and there were a lot of mom and dads coming in. We could hardly keep the clothing on the racks. It was school time. They were looking for shoes. And things are very expensive for families. Food alone, let alone buying shoes and school clothes and all that goes with it. So, it just continues to evolve to help people.
And absolutely, that's exactly what's going on at Mary's Choice. And again, listeners, as you know, we'd like to take a short break to give a shout out to our sponsors, our underwriters, and maybe do some public service announcements. But again, this show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and we ask you that you stay tuned because we will be right back. Hello again, listeners, and thank you so much for setting your dial to 88.1 FM, because we are grateful. And this show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. And in the studio with me are Dawn Grimes and Martha Burchard, and we're talking about Mary's Choice. And if you're just tuning in, well, welcome. We're glad to have you as part of this program. And if you've been with us from the top of the hour, you know we've been talking specifically and promoting the third annual Giving Hope Banquet, again, Friday, October 21, at the Sioux City Expo Center. And I mentioned previously, I am the MC, or the hostess with the mostest, for this event, and I'm very honored to be associated with Mary's Choice. It means a lot to me. And the banquet this year features an interview with a woman raised in Siouxland who experienced the trauma of abortion and how it's affected her life. And I guess that begs the question, is, how did you find this individual? Did she come forth and say, you know what, if you ever need somebody to talk, I'm here for you? Because that is such a personal experience. I'm not sure how many women would be willing to share. So, Dawn, maybe you could tell the listeners how you got the speaker for this year's banquet.
Oh, the speaker, she's actually on video. And I recorded her. I still have to edit it before the banquet. Hopefully it'll be done by then. but she, one of our volunteers knew her. She had had the abortion 41 years ago. And it still, I mean, she still tears up in the video. Because it is, it just impacted her life so much. And she didn't realize it until years afterwards that some of the struggles she was having were really due to that abortion.
Okay, and that's powerful testimony. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times I think we see Hollywood celebrities that talk about with a shrug of the shoulder that, you know, it's part of their family planning method is to terminate a pregnancy because somehow it's going to impact their career. And they say it offhandedly, but as I have shared on this show, I miscarried a child. And let me tell you, that does not go away easily at all. And it stays with you. And so for them to be so nonchalant about it, I think sends a really poor message to those women who have experienced that loss, that it's not a shrug of the shoulders and it stays with you forever because it's the loss. So I think it's, I got to give this woman credit for her willingness to share the story because that's a powerful testimony. And we've spent a lot of the program talking about the women who come in, but Dawn, you kind of mentioned it, you know, you have families come in and I would bet that you have some men come in.
We do. It's actually been growing to where we're getting more and more single dads. The moms just don't want to be in the child's life for whatever reason, and the dad is stepping up and taking care of those babies. And occasionally we get a young dad that barely knows how to put a diaper on a child. So we hook him up with the HOPES program so they can get a counselor to work with them to show them how to give them baths and basically be a dad and take care of a kid.
And Martha, we were talking when we were off the air about a lot of times these men come in and they may have this child or there's other stuff going on in their lives as well. And the closet there at Mary's Choice can help them as well.
Yes, sometimes we have men that come in and they've changed jobs or they've been able and they need clothing that's appropriate for that particular job and we try to help them out. And so we do have a lot of men's clothing, and some of that we'll get a call from the warming shelter. Do you have size whatever clothes? And then if we do, so yeah, we'll bring a bag down, and one of the volunteers, takes a bag down. You know, so it's but they're nice clothes that people bring us. They're nice things. So it's a good place for people to come.
And I guess, you know, as we're talking about these kinds of donations that come in, everything from kids' clothes to adult clothes to diapers to probably formula, mm-hmm. and we might have a listener who's thinking, you know what, I've got some stuff, and I never even thought about Mary's Choice as a donation option. Is that something that you could tell the listeners a little bit about, Martha, is how one goes about then if you would like to make a donation?
Well, our hours of being open are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3. So we like to have the 10 to 3, sorry. We like to have the donations in then. And sometimes people will call and say, can I bring out some things? And they'll bring out a carload of things. And then we just help them unload and we go through them and see that it's appropriate for us to have or it's not or maybe it needs to go someplace else. We also, and I don't want to take anything away from the Bargain Center because they go through clothing and donations too. And their funding and what they get from their particular program gives a lot of funding in the Catholic school system. And so we want to respect that as well. So, you know, we do what we can do, but any time that someone does have donations for us, why we're just very glad to have them. And like I said, Dawn has done such a great job of interacting with other organizations, not-for-profits, to move things around that they may need for someone, and we have it. And you mentioned the HOPES program, Dawn. Sometimes we'll have a counselor from the HOPES program come, and they're getting clothes or getting some bags of clothes for whoever they're seeing in the home and so forth. We've even taken them to the hospital, you know, for a mom who's delivered and has nothing, you know. So I think it was, what is it, a week and a half ago, we took a car seat and a playpen and some diapers and some bags of clothing up to Unity Point for a mom that was going to be dismissed that really didn't have anything.
Yeah, and maybe the listeners aren't aware of HOPES program. Can we chat just a little bit about that, just in case a listener might be going, oh, I've not heard of that program before. Maybe, Dawn, you can explain what that is.
Well, the HOPES program is a community program. I think this health department is the one that heads it. And there's three different, the health department, Crittenden Center, and
Lutheran Social Services.
And Lutheran Social Services that are the ones that provide the services. But we send quite a few families to them to get in-home assistance. They basically will go in, or they'll do it over Zoom if the people aren't comfortable having them come in the home and just answer questions and make sure that they know what they need to do to take care of a child.
Okay. Very interesting. And you dropped a few names there, the Crittenden Center, and we talked about the Community Health Center. You know, there's so many agencies, and the Bargain Center, of course, does wonderful things with their donations and their sales that benefit the Catholic schools primarily, yes. But they make very nice contributions to other agencies as well. The difference, I think, with perhaps individuals who come to Mary's Choice is they don't have the funds even, you know, to buy anything.
Yes.
And so, I mean, they're really down and out and in search of support and affirmation and these items, because as we know, raising a child is no easy task, and it's not cheap either. So I think it's wonderful, the donations and the wonderful things that are doing going on there at Mary's Choice. And so say I'm listening and I really don't have anything to donate, but I was thinking to myself, you know, I think maybe I could help come down and be a volunteer, you know, answer the phone or sort clothing. I can do that. So if I'm interested in something like that, Dawn, what would you recommend I do?
Call us.
Okay.
And talk to me. And usually what I do is, you know, get some basic information and then have them come in, show them around so they can kind of get an idea of what our place looks like, because it's kind of a weird long building where you can get confused as to where you're supposed to go in the building. People get lost all the time. And then we, you know, figure out what they like to do. Because I don't like putting people up front that don't like to talk to people. Some people like to sort clothes. They like to organize. Other people would prefer to do office stuff. And I always have, I always need help with that too. We print our own brochures. So I always, I'm usually dragging someone going, hey, I need these folded.
Folded, yes.
So there's always something different. You know, if we have a guy that likes to mow or weed eat or pull weeds or paint or anything, I can find something for them to do. We've, just in the last year or so, we've gotten about three husbands that kind of got, I'm not sure if they got roped in by their wives or if they voluntarily come, but they, they're tall and they help. I can, all these things, because most of our women volunteers are short, mm-hmm. and if we want to do anything like hang signs or, like right now, we have metal grid work that we're putting up, so use more space to put up more clothes. And, well, it's easier if a guy does it because they're tall and they're used to doing kind of things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have to do it.
There you go. That's helpful. So I guess, you know, we should say, we've said call.
Yes.
What is that phone number?
It is 712-274-6279.
All right. And listeners, if you didn't get that, I'm going to have Dawn say it again.
It is 712-274-6279.
And I bet you probably have a website as well for those people who like to go online.
We do. It's marriagechoice.org.
Oh, that was easy.
It is.
Marriagechoice.org. So we're going to take another short break. Again, listeners, thank you so much for paying attention to what we're talking about. I mean, this is great information, and hopefully you've learned a lot like I've learned a lot. But we're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners, and we're so glad that either you're joining us right now, which we are grateful for, or you've been with us from the top of the hour. This show is Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox, and we've been really having a great time here in the studio talking about all the wonderful things that Mary's Choice, it's a pregnancy resource center here in Sioux City, that does for the community. It's almost mind-boggling. You think it's a pregnancy resource center, but it's all that and a bit more. So in the studio with me is Dawn Grimes and Martha Burchard, and we've been talking about the clients and some of the donations and how you can either be a volunteer or somebody who donates. And I guess you probably keep track of numbers, Dawn, and over the course of a year, you mentioned earlier that it's usually 20 individuals or 20 contacts you have during the day from 10 to 3, and that's a lot. But over a year, how many people would you think you touch?
Well, we roughly serve about 1,200 families, but there's a bit more that don't get recorded because, you know, we're just helping them like a one-time thing and we don't bother keeping track. But some of these 1,200 families, and it keeps growing every day. With the economy the way it is, we're getting thick piles of brand new paperwork for people that come in. And so, I mean, by the end of the year, it could be 2,000 families that we help. Mm-hmm. We're not sure. But on an average month, we have anywhere from 200 to 300 families come in.
Yeah, that's almost takes your breath away when you think of the need in Siouxland to help these people with whatever it is they need, be it an unplanned pregnancy or clothing or supplies for baby or whatever. And of course, we've been talking from the top of the hour about the banquet that's coming up, which is clearly a fundraiser. Tickets are $50 a piece. They are on sale. And, you know, again, how else are you funded?
All of our funding, except for one time, is through private donations. Back in 2015, we did get a grant from the Siouxland Foundation to put in our beautiful bookshelf that is actually a bookshelf and a staircase barrier to keep people out of our basement. That has been our entirety of our grant funding. Everything else has been private donations from businesses or individuals. This year we have a big goal for our banquet, and we hope to get it. We don't know if we will, but
goals are always good to set.
Yes,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you really rely on the generosity of Siouxland to make sure that the agency can continue to support all of the individuals who need support. And Martha, you have been pretty much the volunteer. And I know, you know, with any organization that I volunteer with, there's usually a story that I tell people. I call it my cocktail hour story of something that resonated with me when I was volunteering at an agency or an organization. When somebody says, well, why are you doing this? And I'll say, this is why I'm doing it. So could you share with the listeners perhaps something that resonated with you that comes to mind quickly?
I think it probably has to do with the ultrasounds. You know, when a young woman in this particular, this was some years ago, came in and scared to death and very much alone, and we were able to do an ultrasound and see that baby and really spend some time with her. And and get her lined up with a physician, because that was so important. And we really spent time saying, you know, to keep her prenatal care, go in, all of that kind of thing, and get her connected with other services, you know, Department of Human Services, to get on food stamp, whatever she needed to do that kind of thing. And she was so grateful, and she came back several different times because she could come back for clothing. And so we were able to follow that baby. And then she was one that brought the baby back in.
Okay.
And she did have family support. At the time when she first came in, she really did not have her family support. But once that baby became closer to a reality, the family was all there for her.
Oh, that's powerful, powerful. How about you, Dawn? You must have probably more stories than Carter's has little liver pills. That just dated me. But there's got to be something that stands out for you as well, where, you know, sometimes I could see how it could be disheartening. All these people, all the need, how do you help them all? But there's got to be one or two stories that you could share with the listeners.
Oh, I have a ton. but probably the one that really stands out for me the most is the girl that was, she was actually brought in from another agency that was several hours away. They didn't do ultrasounds. She really wanted this girl to have an ultrasound. She already had three other children, but she had been assaulted. And she had an abortion scheduled the next day. I wasn't part of the ultrasound. I didn't know how to do them yet. Martha was, though. And but this girl went to, her appointment was with Planned Parenthood, I believe in Sioux Falls. And she was 12 weeks along. She was told that baby wouldn't have fingers. It wouldn't have toes. It wouldn't have a heartbeat. It was just going to be a clump of cells. She wouldn't recognize it as a baby. Nothing. That it was, she would not miss it. You know, an abortion wouldn't change her life. Nothing. Well, obviously, there was another issue with being assaulted. There was a criminal case involved. And she was also told by someone that she would have to share custody with the guy. And she was petrified of that. So we got her in for the ultrasound, and she was kind of surprised because that baby looked like a baby. It had a heartbeat. It had fingers. It had toes. It moved. It wasn't just a clump of cells. And also, I used to work for a law firm, so I called one of my attorneys that did family law and, you know, knew more than I did. And she was able to give me the information I needed to give this girl to talk to her lawyer, and so that she could do Iowa allows for private terminations in the case of rape.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up, about 2 weeks after that, we found out that she decided to keep her baby. The crazy thing was, right around that same time, we had another girl come in that had also been assaulted. But she was an immigrant and was afraid to, she didn't want to go to police, she didn't want to go to anybody, and she was afraid of getting kicked out of the housing that she lived in because she was living with relatives. And because we had to bring in someone that could help interpret, because she didn't speak any English at all. And she apparently wasn't here with papers, so she didn't qualify for any programs, no medical assistance, no housing assistance, nothing. But we were still able to help her, and she ended up having her baby, and she did bring her back in, and just happiest mom you could imagine.
It's interesting that you mentioned the immigrant idea, because we have a lot of people of color in this area, you know, due to the packing plants and just the nature of some of our industry is that we do have a lot of especially Latino families. And I believe, Dawn, you are the only paid staff member. And wouldn't it be great to have another staff member?
It would be. It would be great to have someone that was bilingual that could be there every day to help us translate and talk to these people that are coming in, because about half of the people that come in speak Spanish. primarily. And they might know a little bit of English, but we don't know, we know even less Spanish.
Right.
So it would be great.
Yep, and of course that doesn't happen without funding, and so that's why this banquet is so important to raise funds for all these wonderful things that this agency does. And again, listeners, if you haven't by this time gotten a pen, a pencil, and a piece of paper, now is the time to get it. So, Mary's Choice, third annual Giving Hope Banquet, Friday, October 21, at the Sioux City Expo Center. And the speaker this year is a woman raised in Siouxland who actually experienced an abortion, and she's going to talk about how it affected her lives. And proceeds from this event are going to go toward helping more than 1,200 families. Free support and resources, baby items, baby furniture, car seats, clothing, small household items. Tickets are on sale now. They are $50 a piece. And I guess that would be the burning question. If I would like to go to the banquet, how do I secure a ticket?
You go to our website and click on the little big old button with the cute baby in it. and it'll take you to the page where you can get tickets, or if you can't come, you can always donate to the banquet right on our website, and we'll take any donations we can get.
I imagine so. Do you have a kind of a deadline or a cutoff of when it's kind of hard then to take more? Because as we all know, anybody who's organized anything, wedding, reunion, funeral, you kind of have to have a sense of how many people for the caterers. So do you have a sense of when a deadline might be?
The caterer says October 14th, but you know what? We always order more food than we ever need. And the leftovers end up going to like Gospel Mission Homeless Shelter or the soup kitchen. So we find somebody to eat the food regardless. And so even the day before, if you really want to come, let us know. Just call us ahead. Don't do it on the website. Just call.
Just call at that point. And that phone number is a Sioux City phone number. And what might that be?
712-274-6279.
And, of course, you can go to the website, which is?
Maryschoice.org.
Easy peasy. And I should mention, in this day and age, you have a social media presence. I do believe you have a Facebook page.
We have Facebook, Instagram, and we're on Twitter.
Excellent.
Twitter is mostly just, we don't actually do anything on Twitter. We just post.
Just post stuff. But it touches the trifecta of social media. So, listeners, guess what? That kind of wraps up another edition of Faith in Action. And I want to thank so much my guests in the studio, Dawn Grimes, who's the executive director of Mary's Choice, and Martha Burchard, who is one of the many volunteers who helps out at Mary's Choice as well. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for having us.
So, listeners, thank you all so much for your support. And again, I've got to give a shout out to Mary's Choice, who supports this program, and it enables us to be on about a dozen podcasting platforms, including Spotify. But of course, you can always go to our website, SiouxlandCatholicRadio.com, click on Faith in Action, and all the shows are there. So on behalf of my executive producer of this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction is always good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.